The Oxford University Museum of Natural History houses four major collections: geology, including fossils, entomology, insects, zoology, and mineralogy. Inside, you will find impressive specimens of dinosaurs, mammals, and birds, including one of the world's few remaining preserved examples of the dodo. The museum tower is also a nesting spot for a colony of swifts, who migrate from here to southern Africa, several thousand miles away. The museum was built in 1855 to 1860 in the then fashionable neo-Gothic style, and it features impressive carvings and stonework both inside and outside. But if you look carefully at the exterior windows, you will see that some have carved decorations and some do not. The building was in fact left unfinished as the money ran out. When it was built, the adjacent area next to the university parks was undeveloped and consisted mainly of fields at what was then the edge of Oxford. A number of professors complained because they considered the museum to be too far to walk from the town centre. Shortly after it was built, the museum played host to an important first. Here, in 1860, Charles Darwin's new ideas about evolution were first publicly debated, not long after the publication of On the Origin of Species. Darwin himself did not attend due to illness, but his champion Thomas Henry Huxley was there, and he engaged in a vigorous debate with the Bishop of Oxford and other opponents of Darwin's theory. Afterwards, both sides claimed to have won the debate. Another important first at the museum was the first ever public demonstration of radio transmission and reception by Oliver Lodge in 1894. The reason for these firsts is that originally the building was not just a repository for the university's collections, but was in fact the centre for scientific study in general in the university. This is why there is a large lecture theatre upstairs, still used today, and why many of the internal doors have signs painted with titles like Professor of Chemistry. As scientific disciplines have grown in significance over the last 150 years, the various science departments outgrew the museum building and moved into their own premises in the area around South Parks Road. Nevertheless, the museum is not just a showroom. The majority of the museum's several million specimens, both living and dead, are not on display, but kept behind the scenes where they are used for research. It is therefore very fitting that the museum is the centre of what is now called the University Science Area.